all will have open ears to hear and open heart to receive your word, knowing that your word will never return to you void, but it will always fulfill your will in our lives as we receive it by faith and acting on it, doing what you said. I thank you for that. Thank you for the privilege of ministering your word, Father, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Now, again, I'm going to continue with living in the favor of God. I know I've been on it for quite a while, but that's all right, too, isn't it?
Amen.
And we talked last week about the Apostle Paul, concerning the Apostle Paul, saying that I know in whom I have believed. I know in whom I have believed. And let me go ahead and read it. I should have it already, but I have to turn to it. 2 Timothy, we were there last week. I want to read it to you as we move on forward. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. He says, "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. See, you have to know who you believe. You have to be committed. You just can't be a fair weather Christian. Do you hear me? You just can't be a fair weather Christian. You just can't be a Christian when things are going your way. No, we're to be Christians and live as Christians every day of our lives, whether things are going our way or not, because you need to know in whom you have believed. Amen. My circumstances don't change a thing. What God promised me is mine. If I stay in faith, if I walk with him, it will happen for me. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't be a person that's always giving up and quitting. Well, it's looking a little cloudy. It's getting dark. So, and God hadn't showed up yet. So I just don't know. I just don't know what we're going to do. Oh, my Lord, my. I don't know what we're going to do. And then you spread that doubt and unbelief over the neighborhood. Amen. I want you to look at the person beside you, and I want you to tell them, even at midnight, the sun is still shining. Now, here's what I want you to do. Look at that same person, whoever you was talking to. Say, I just want to let you know. It may be midnight, but morning is coming. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We have to know in whom we have believed. And I think I told you last week, we stand by faith. I told you that, right? I want you to hear it again. You have to take a faith stand. Amen. I also told you that we walk by faith, don't we? We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Let me add this on. I don't think I told you this last week. The just shall live by faith. Now, I want you to take note of something. Folks upstairs, we're going to do this rather quick, so get ready. We are to read all of God's word, be obedient to all of God's word. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But there are some things that we need to pay special attention to because it's repeated over and over and over again. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. I don't know if you've ever researched it or not, but you need to do that. Go through the New Testament and notice how many times love is mentioned. Loving one another, how many times that's mentioned. That's something we shouldn't ignore. Don't count it as a small thing. Amen. I was telling the folks this morning in the new members class, you know, one day we all are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I'm talking about believers now, stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That's where Christ will reward us for our works here in the earth. Amen. I'm convinced that this is going to be high on the list, if not top of the list, is how we treated one another. In other words, our love walk between us, or between each of us. Matter of fact, and you've heard me say this before, they questioned Jesus about what's the most important commandment? And Jesus' response was this: love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. You love God. Amen?
Amen.
And then he said the second is just like it. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. Are you still here?
Amen.
You love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, all the commandments, in other words, this will cover all the commandments. If you love God with everything you got, and you love your neighbor as yourself. So I believe when we stand before God, we will be judged by our love walk.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we'll already be in heaven because we're saved. But I think God's going to reward us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's not my subject, so I'm not going to deal with that anymore. But my point is, let's pay attention, give special attention to things that's repeated over and over and over in the Word of God. Now, having said that, I hope you're ready upstairs, but remember I said, the just shall live by faith. Amen? All right, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Put that on the screen for me. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And we were here last week. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew and also for the Greek. Give me the next verse. Listen at this. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed. You see it? For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. from one degree of faith to another. Can I tell you something? Our faith is supposed to be growing exceedingly every day. We shouldn't be today where we were this time last year. Are you still here? Because it's so important. So for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. Read it.
The just shall live by faith.
Say it again.
The just shall live by faith.
The just shall live by faith. Now, that's Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Now, we're going to go through some other references. But before we go to another reference, give me Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Most of you probably know it by heart. But some folks say, well, you talking about faith. I don't understand what faith is. Well, here it is. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1 tells us what faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I could preach on a week of Sundays just on this verse, but we're not going to do it today. But we walk by faith. The just lives by faith, not by what you see, not by how you feel, not by what somebody said about you. Listen, we have the blessed privilege of walking by faith. We have not seen God, but we believe Him. And we walk according to what we believe. In other words, what the Bible says. What did Jesus tell Thomas? Thomas, he doubted when they told him, "Now, Jesus, he rose from the dead, you know, and we've seen him." Thomas said, no, I ain't buying that. I don't believe it. Well, you know that story. Jesus showed up, and he told Thomas, "Touch me, touch me. You see the nail scars in my hand, touch me." And when Thomas touched him, he believed. When he saw that it was him. But Jesus said, "Thomas, you believe because you see me." But what did he say about the rest of us who hadn't seen? "Blessed are those that have not seen me like you have seen me, but yet they believe."
Amen.
Yet they believe. Folks, when we make a decision that we're going to walk by faith and believe God, even though we don't see Him, we put ourselves in a blessed place.
Amen.
Jesus said it.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Because the just shall live by faith. All righty. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. I'm trying to go through these real quick because I want you to get it. Hebrews 10, 38. Now, here it is again. "Now, the just shall live by what? But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." Jesus walked in, and Thomas was able to see him and touch him. But we are to believe him. Walk with him. And not pull back. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, do we? Amen. The just shall live by faith. All right, let's move on. We're still traveling. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. I'm just want you to see how much is in the Bible. And it's more than that, just phrased in different ways. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. Finish it. For the just shall live by faith. Some folks said, man, these folks that teach faith, and they teach faith, and you know, and they just, you know, they cut us down. Well, the Word of God tells us we got to walk by faith and live by faith. Matter of fact, if you didn't receive Jesus by faith, you ain't saved. To get born again, you had to make a faith move. Amen. Now, one more I want to give you. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Some folks thinking, who? That in the Bible? Yeah, that book's in the Bible. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Listen to this. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him. Say, that's not me. But the just shall do what?
Live by faith.
Shall live by his faith. Are you getting it, folks?
Yeah.
If you want to walk in the favor of God, make a decision that you're going to believe what he says. You're going to walk in it. Hallelujah. And remember, I told you earlier that our faith should be growing every day. And we need to do and say things that help our faith to grow. Amen. Speak God's word about yourself, not the devil's word. The devil will tell you you're not worth 2 cents. You're bad. God don't love you. Remember what you did? God don't love you. God don't love you. God's not going to heal you. Yeah, I know he healed Sister Sally, but he loved her better than he loved you. All lies, lies, lies. Don't believe the lies of the devil. One of his major tasks that he has, are you listening to me? I say, are you listening to me? Is to talk you in to disliking yourself. Why do you think some people put a gun to their head and blow their brains out? It's because they've gotten to that point where they feel like I'm not worth 2 cents, or whatever they may be going through will never be solved. There's no hope for me. And I do know people have some mental problems. But you know, if you say the wrong thing long enough, you can drive your own self crazy. You ever been around, don't raise your hand. You ever been around people maybe at some point in your life, you know, well, first of all, you met this person and you liked the person and, you know, y'all became cordial with one another. Might have had coffee, ate breakfast together, whatever, you know, maybe on somebody on the job. I don't know. You know, you find yourself liking them. But then there's someone else. Maybe that's closer to you than they are. And then they begin to talk about that person, bring up all their faults, what they don't like about them. And you listen to this over and over and over. After a while, you'll look at that person differently.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? You'll begin to look at them differently. And after a while, you begin not liking them. They hadn't done a thing to you. But because someone else don't like them, all of a sudden, you don't like them. Now you begin to talk about them. But that same principle will apply to you yourself. If you talk bad about yourself long enough, you won't like you. That's the reason I thank God that we can be free. Doesn't matter how bad you are, you can be free through Christ Jesus. You might have felt like you was mean as the devil, but through Christ Jesus, you can be the most loving person around because he will set you free. But what did Jesus say? Whom the Son set free is what? Free indeed. If the Son of God sets you free, you're free. And if the Son of God sets you free, don't allow anybody to put you back in bondage again. Yeah, remember when you and me did that, and we did that, and the other them, blah, 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 blah. Oh, excuse me, that person did. That old man. That old man. Amen. I've been forgiven for that. I'm free.
Yeah. Yeah.
That deed doesn't have my name on it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Heard one fella say, well, you know what? I know I ain't perfect yet, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Because in Christ, you're a new creature, a new creation. All things become new. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. I was going to talk about Abraham, but maybe next week. But let me say this. On the screen, please, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. This is how you grow your faith. Listen to me. This is how you grow your faith. So then, faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Faith comes by hearing. And hearing how? I don't want to hear no preacher that's not preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Give me the word of God. Give me the word of God. It's the word of God that's going to build my faith. You know why the word of God builds your faith? I'm getting ready to close. Hallelujah. You guys can come on back up. I'm getting ready to close. Hallelujah. You know why how the word of God builds your faith? Hebrews 11:1. We just read it. When you hear the word of God, it brings you hope. Now, if I'm telling you God's going to beat you up and God's going to like you and you know, and all the bad, I've heard a lot of bad things about God growing up as a child, you know, and you know, there's a song, old song they used to sing. I hadn't heard it recently, but and I don't remember who sang it, but I used to hear it as a young person, and some of you may remember the song. If you do, raise your hand. But it was God's going to get you for that. Anybody remember that song? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. You in church. So some, yeah, God's going to get you for that. God's going to get you. Well, if you're thinking God always out to get you, that's not going to build your faith. You'll be scared half to death. Because who can stand against God? By the way, if God's going to get you, you got before you can ever think about it. The devil have to work on you to get you. But God, he's just like that if he wanted to get you. But he don't want to get you. He want to bless your life. That's what builds your faith, when you know that God is on your side. God loves you. And God wants to do something to bless your life. And as we walk in his word, in obedience to his word, living a repentant life. Yes. Amen. See, some folk won't, you know, want to straddle the fence. Well, they want part of the world and they want part of God. In other words, they want just enough of God to get to heaven. But the rest, they want the world. You're asking for big time trouble. You're asking for big time problems. But when we repent and say, Lord, I'm walking with you, we're going to walk together. I'm going to continue to feed on your word. Walk in obedience to your word. And even when the going gets tough, I know already I have the victory. Because I believe what you said. We used to sing a song, Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! I want to go on, but I know I need to, because they'll be here and ready to transition. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say this to those that are watching on the internet. If you have not received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I extend to you this invitation to do it right now.